B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A bagel shop is going to be forced to close its doors after inspectors found someone living in the attic. Bob Bringer has owned Cascade Bagel and Deli for 16 years. He said that his bagels are special and his customers agree. But the business is the sole surviving shop at a boarded up strip mall. In September, an Oregon-based company bought the property. Bringer just found out that he's being kicked out at the end of the month, and he believes it stems from the people that they found in the attic.
So he was unaware there were people living up in the attic?
According to him, inspectors found three people and a pit bull above the bagel shop.
Hi.
City workers believe the squatters had been up there for a while, judging by all the stuff they found.
Bagel squatters.
And Brenda Harding, a bagel shop employee, said, "We had no idea that there was a whole home up there in the attic."
Wow.
The city said the strip mall is a public safety risk. Officials said they hope the new owner will restore the building or tear it down and rebuild.
There have been stories of people who find out there are squatters living in attics or garages or stuff like that. It's got to be pretty wild.
And a lot of times you can't do anything about it.
No.
Which I don't...
You have to go through the legal process of getting them out of there.
I don't understand that. The bagel shop closes this week, by the way. So I don't know what they're going to do with the family and pit bull living upstairs. you guys remember Big Mouth Billy Bass?
Yes.
The singing fish? Well, the bar in Chicago, and I have to see this in person, now has more than 70 of them hanging on the wall, singing popular songs in unison.
Oh, that's awesome.
They rigged them up to sing in unison. Ashley Albert, a co-owner of the Royal Palms Shuffleboard Club, said coming up with the idea and finding the fish was one thing. Choreographing the fish, that was another. Albert brought in Adam Lassie, a partner of design group called Studio Quasi in New York City, to make it all happen. Lassie said, "We created custom hardware and software.
You would need that.
And editing software to make this all happen because this thing doesn't exactly exist." With Lassie's help, the fish now sing three songs together. "Staying Alive" by the Bee Gees, "Once in a Lifetime" by the Talking Heads, and "Choices" by E40. She said, "I thought it was going to be ridiculous, and I don't think I knew just how ridiculous it was going to be, but I can already see that people are delighted by it, and I'm just so excited."
I've got to see that.
I do, yeah. Too. I absolutely need to see that. I miss our old Billy Bass.
It was great.
We had the Big Mouth Billy Bass back at Y100. I just looked them up. You can still order them.
One of the great novelties of all time, right?
I think I'm going to get one.
Yeah.
Yep. A woman is in custody and being treated for minor injuries after police said that she crashed into a power pole and then fled the scene. The crash occurred just before 1 a.m. on Friday. Now, there's more to this. The pickup smashed into the pole, snapping it right at its base. That caused a power outage for dozens of homes in the area. Meanwhile, the driver immediately ran from the scene.
Did she have superpowers now?
Police began searching for her. The canines lost the scent, but not long afterward, a neighbor called police directing them to a backyard. The woman had apparently climbed up a tree to hide.
Oh, my God.
Officers arrested her, and then they took her to a local hospital where she's being treated for non-life-threatening injuries.
How high up was she?
I don't know, but she scampered up in a tree, and she was hiding there, and now she's facing multiple charges after the
incident. Can you come down now?
Mm-hmm. Police in Bozeman are looking for a fire hydrant thief. Somebody hit a fire hydrant with their car, broke it off, and then took it and left with it.
Whoa. That's kind of cool.
Police deal with a lot of hit and runs, but in this case, an entire fire hydrant is missing. The department of the Detective Clum said, "I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened.
They obviously threw it in their vehicle." For Clum, it's an unusual situation.
Detective Clum.
The fire hydrants are on the sidewalk, so that means that the vehicle was on the sidewalk at some point.
So was this fire hydrant shut off, or did it start?
I don't know. They didn't indicate.
Spraying water.
A car struck it and snapped it off. In a Facebook post, police point out while the fire hydrant is gone, something else was left behind. They said they were nice enough to leave us their bumper. A red bumper, which it turns out belongs to a 2011 or 2012 Dodge Nitro. That's not the only clue. Most every vehicle part somewhere has a number stamped into it, Clum said. But we are able to get the replacement part of the bumper itself and the light that came out of it. Klum said that this could end an arrest for theft.
When you were a kid, you would steal occasionally, like street, those little hazard lights that they put on, you know, roadside, yeah, and stuff like that and stuff. A fire hydrant I never even thought of.
Be pretty cool, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be cool. Yeah.
Just because you hide drugs in the deep woods doesn't mean they can't be found. Police in Tuscany, Italy, learned that drug dealers there were upset after they buried cocaine in the forest, but then wild boars dug it up and scattered it around the woods, maybe even snorted some of it.
What, like when they go for truffles and stuff like that?
I guess so.
Yeah, yeah.
The boars are said to have ruined about $21,000 worth of the drug.
Wow.
Three people were arrested in connection to the drugs. Wild boars are known to cause damage to farmland as well as driving accidents in Italy. But this time around, they were digging up cocaine.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Well, bride-to-be is called off her wedding after her fiancé refused to ditch his best man because he was too short and had a unibrow and crooked teeth.
Wow. So superficial.
The anonymous bride said the best man was only 5'3" and would look ridiculous escorting her beautiful sister down the aisle.
This is a consideration.
Posted this on Facebook. The bride, believed to be from the United States, revealed, "I'm getting married next Saturday. All of my bridesmaids are gorgeous, and honestly, I can't imagine having better looking friends.
I'm looking forward to going to your wedding."
"My issue is my fiance is best man. He's only 5'3", so he will look ridiculous escorting my sister down the aisle. He is homely as well, a unibrow and crooked teeth."
Oh, my God.
"One of those really big smiles that shows his teeth and 10 feet of gum, too."
Sounds like they get along.
In the post, which was later shared on Reddit, she added that she asked if the best man could stand on the end in photos so he could be cropped out.
Wow.
"Should I ask my future husband if he could be at the end of the line of the men in all the pictures during the ceremony? And that way he could be cropped out or avoided in photos. It would make him have to pick another best man. He won't do it because his friend spent about $15,000 on his bachelor party weekend."
Wow.
"I don't particularly care. And if he decides that his gift depends on his placement in the wedding party, I don't think he's a good friend anyway." She continued saying, like, she's the judge of who's a good friend. She continued saying she was so upset that she decided to cancel the entire wedding.
Called it off. Well, maybe a bullet was dodged here.
She said, "I'm crying and so upset that my fiance said that he wouldn't move him. I'm so insanely upset and told him I'm calling off the wedding."
Wouldn't it be wild if she hooked up with the unibrow guy?
"I just need some support from my fellow women who know how stressful it is to pull off a beautiful and aesthetically pleasing wedding day."
We've heard stories like this before, you know, where they want the wedding pictures to look perfect.
Other Reddit users criticized the bride, saying that she was being ridiculous and the groom had a lucky escape. Alarney Clark from England recently revealed her 14-month-old son Harry is fixated on a life-size female doll head that's normally used as hairstyling training tool. You know the type we're talking about.
Sure,
right?
I absolutely do, yeah.
She says her son always loved playing with her hair to fall asleep, even as a small baby. So she introduced the doll so his dad could help, but to help put him to bed. She added that the doll's hair is the same color and length as her own, and Harry took to it immediately. He has since named the doll Baba. And insists on bringing it wherever he goes.
Wait a second. What was your doll's name, Kathy?
And sleeps with it.
Jatna and Keetna.
Okay.
Jatna and Keetna. Clark says the doll has creeped her and her husband out a few times, but has also helped Harry become a more independent sleeper. So they're
kill your mommy. Kill your mommy.
Yeah. I'm still amazed when this happens. A hunter was seriously wounded Saturday when he was accidentally shot by his brother. The victim, a 28-year-old, was airlifted from the scene. His brother told police he accidentally shot his brother with a muzzleloader rifle, thinking that he was shooting a deer that had been wounded.
How does this happen?
Sheriff's deputies dispatched around 5:30, where the hunter had been shot, found the brothers who had been hunting together. An investigation on the scene and in follow-up interviews determined this was, by all accounts, an accidental shooting that occurred after the men looking for a deer that one brother had shot earlier with his muzzle-loaded rifle.
So are we to believe that when the second he hears some twigs break, he turns around and just fires?
Seems what it... I don't know. The brothers could not find the deer and were ending the search when they became separated in the dense cornfield. The brother who fired the shot was some distance away when he thought he saw the deer moving. He heard what he thought was a deer moving and fired, apparently. So, yeah, Steve.
That's what he did.
Come on, man.
Yeah. It's a deer.
After firing the shot, he realized he had hit his brother.
Sorry.
And immediately called 911.
He said sorry.
The brothers walked
somewhere out. The deer is standing in the brush going, oh, this is awesome.
The brothers walked out of the cornfield where first responders provided medical help. You should probably verify.
Yeah, just wheel around and shoot.
That it indeed looks like an animal before you shoot it. All right. In Iowa, in December 2015, Zaza, 38-year-old Burmese man, was sent to the Iowa clinic with a referral letter for circumcision.
Oh, boy.
The letter was also faxed in four places on the referral form. It said circumcision, said Zaza's attorney, Mark Harding. The letter, Harding says, was to help with Zaza's trouble speaking English, but he signed more forms at the clinic. The interpreter filled out intake forms and said, we filled out that it was to cut the skin. That particular document ended up being shredded, Harding said. Mm. In January, instead of circumcision, Dr. Kevin Berushing had performed a vasectomy on Zaza. Harding said Zaza never understood what they were trying to get across and that it was their duty and their job to get that across. Harding said they tried to come to an agreement with the Iowa clinic before trial. He said, yeah, they blamed him. They said he should have known we were wrong in the way we were doing it and pointing the finger at him the whole way through.
It was Zaza's fault?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Zaza, it was not Zaza's fault. Wednesday, a jury made a $2 million verdict saying that Dr. Berushing had shouldered 70% of the blame and Zaza 30% of the blame.
Okay.
So
how much money did Zaza get?
He gets $2 million.
Ooh.
Dr. Berushing was the professional. He was the one that should have made sure because he was the one cutting on the body. Last April, the jury awarded over $12 million to another man who was wrongly diagnosed with prostate cancer by that same clinic. So they've had some issues in the past.
Not good. Not good.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.